Hello and welcome to UC Today. I'm Tom Wright and I'm delighted to be joined by Mike from Gamma. How's it going, Mike? It's great to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tom. Great to be here.
Yeah, we've got a really interesting conversation today, and it's been a really exciting few months for Gamma, actually, hasn't it? And one of the biggest pieces of news has been the acquisition of CoolWave, which is where we're going to be focusing today. And I wonder if you could start just by setting the scene and giving us some context to the acquisition of CoolWave by Gamma.
Yeah, sure. So Gamma's had a service provider business for about the last 20 years on and off and to a greater or lesser extent. And I've been running the service provider business in Gamma for about the last decade. And we've grown really quickly just doing UK services. But what became quite apparent, probably sort of over the last 18 months to 2 years, is that actually, if we want to keep growing at an accelerated rate, it was becoming increasingly difficult to do that when you're only doing one primary geography. And Gamma as a business has been buying out in Europe and buying organizations, but none of them have been specifically focused on service providers. So the acquisition really came about because we knew we needed to continue to grow. And in order to do that, we felt the best way to do that was to make sure we had more territories to provide service in. And I think when you look at the market in general, the market is demanding more globalization of communication services with Teams and Zoom and all of those platforms. Being able to do multiple territories, almost irrespective of size of end business now, has never been more important.
Yeah, so the geographic expansion is obviously the big one, the big part of the deal. I wonder if you could talk through what kind of impact this has on that, and also what kind of impact it will have on the service providers you work with, and maybe some in regions that you haven't typically worked in.
Yes, so it's had a really, really positive impact. It's very early days, but it's had a really positive impact on our service provider customers. I think we've discovered that many of them are already doing global services, and actually having a partner that they trust to do that and work with has been really valuable for them. So I think it's had a really good impact. In terms of addressable customers, you know, we've sort of, within the top 30 customers, I think the vast majority do international services in one form or another. So it's been a really straightforward conversation. And interestingly, a whole bunch of them were already CoolWave customers. So as part of the acquisition process, we kind of got to a point pretty quickly, which was there's great customer synergy in terms of we wanted to work and did work with the same types of businesses. So it's been really good in those customers. I think it's also opening up some doors into other areas that maybe we couldn't have got into without it. And if you think specifically about some of those aggregators in the Microsoft world, they're really looking for a global provider of numbers and services, not just one territory. Similarly, some of the big hyperscalers want multiple territories. So it's opened up some doors that I think we would struggle to get in with one territory alone.
Yeah, and obviously the acquisition itself is a big part, but then after the acquisition, there's the integration and kind of what you do with the business. So I'd be interested to get an understanding of how you've integrated the business so far, what we can expect to see over the coming months.
Yeah, I mean, I'm involved on a daily basis in terms of integration. And I think it's, you know, for me, it actually always starts with the people. I think, you know, the people are the lifeblood of any business. And you know, that's been our kind of number one priority, is getting the people into Gamma and familiar with how we work and our culture and getting to know people. And so that bit's going really well. I think from a network integration perspective, that work's starting, and we're just sort of gluing the networks together, for want of a better word, and that'll happen quite quickly. I think the longer term piece is how do customers consume services from a single platform, and that'll take a bit longer to do because, you know, we need to consider all the BSS OSS ramifications of that. But I think what's really apparent, going back to the people for a second, is that we've got a great bunch of people with a really agile network and a really great philosophy to get stuff done.
And I think you've sort of touched on my next question, actually, but it'd be good to get an understanding of what the service providers you work with, what they can expect to see following the acquisition, and maybe, you know, give us an idea of what might be coming down the line.
Yeah, sure. So so we've got a bunch of countries where we can do two-way voice today. The absolute priority is to expand that list as quickly as we can. But do that in a way which is, you know, more robust to the likes of a bigger telco would want. So we want to retain that agility of being able to go and build out on demand to what a customer spec looks like, but doing it in a really agile sort of almost software defined world is where we want to get to. So you can expect, I think you can expect more footprint rollout over the coming weeks, months, years. And that's sort of a real priority of ours, is to get that global two-way voice footprint to a sensible level within a really quick period of time, to help our customers go into territories. But I would also add, I think we're seeing just as much opportunity for some of the exotic parts of the world that aren't very easy to get to. And Kuwave had an amazing history in helping get to those difficult, far-flung places and provide a really good service. So I think you can see that. The other bit I think you can see as of now really is Kuwave's a licensed telco in both the island and Netherlands, and actually we're seeing a lot of interest for those territories. The island's pretty near the UK geographically, and many businesses have operations in Northern Ireland and need Southern Ireland, and it's been quite a difficult market. So straight away we can open up those core markets to quite a high level of scale. And then lastly, I think that we're seeing a bit of a resurgence in the toll-free market as regulation on numbering gets tougher globally, and sub-allocation rules around numbers gets more difficult and more challenging, specifically in Europe. Then many organizations are reverting back to toll-free as a way to solve that problem, and again that's where Kuwave have got a very long heritage.
Great. Well, it sounds like you're going to be very busy with CallWave over the next few months, but I think it might be nice to finish a bit more broadly and just get an understanding of kind of your focus and Gamma's focus in the kind of more general service provider space, sort of, for the rest of this year, really.
Yeah, sure. So I guess the service provider landscape is adapting and changing, and for us a great looking service provider is a UCaaS, CPaaS or CCaaS player, and we want to continue to work with those organizations, and that'll be a real priority of ours to make sure we can do the best we possibly can across not only a sales relationship but across support and across product and proposition. So what you can expect to see, I think, from us is much more focus on service providers and changing how we operate today so we provide the best service possible in the most reliable way, and really put the tools in the hands of the service providers where we absolutely can. But this is a key focus for our business, and it's an area that we've grown quickly in, and we think we can continue to do so. But the key is in people have to trust us, we have to have a reliable service, and it has to be cost competitive, and all of that still marries true right the way through the value chain.
Great. Well, Mike, it's been great talking to you, and perhaps we can speak in a few months to see how this develops. I'm sure there's going to be a lot happening over the course of the next couple of quarters or so. But in the meantime, it's been great talking to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks. Hopefully I'll have a few less grey hairs, but you never know.
Thank you everyone for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please give us a like and a share on social media, and we'll see you next time.